Oh, well, hello there. Out for an evening stroll like I am? Hey, darling, where's your guardian? I don't see anyone else. The law is very clear, you know, even for a cute boy like you. No male is allowed in a public space at any hour or day without a female guardian present. A sweet boy like yourself doesn't deserve a fine or jail time over something like this. You don't have one. Are you sure? Show me your neck, dear. Surely there's a... No. No collar on your neck. Nothing on your wrist either. How very strange. That does put you in quite a bind, doesn't it, my dear? I'll have to report this to the authorities so they can take you to a shelter. Unless you'd like for me to become your guardian, sweet pea. I know we just met, but here's some food for thought. The shelters do well enough with the funding they receive, but I think someone like you deserves much better. My house is rather close by, and, well, you could say I'm a bit well off financially. All your wants and needs would be met, to say the least. Surely you couldn't turn all that down. Now there's a good boy. Saves both of us the hassle of filling out paperwork anyway. Come on now, dear. Take my hand then and, well, I'll show you where I live. Welcome to your new home, darling. It's pretty nice, isn't it? Oh, you're right. All this does look expensive. I ran a business for 10 years. It was more successful than I could have ever imagined. But as rewarding as it was, the work was stressful, so I retired early and bought this place. Fully furnished it, too. So many nice things, but no one to share them with. Well, until now. Anywho, there are some guest rooms down the hall. You can stay in one of those. Feel free to pick whichever one you like, all right? The nearest bathroom's a little further down, as well as the laundry room. It's just the two of us here, so you'll have plenty of privacy when you need it. Now, darling, there's something I was a little bit curious about. Why were you wandering around outside? Did something happen? Oh, so you did leave at a shelter, but you left to try and find someone like me. Oh, sweetie, you really shouldn't take risks like that. What if we hadn't run into each other? You would have been sent back to the shelter, thrown in jail, or worse. Oh, darling, I can't bear the idea of someone so appealing like you coming to harm. Oh, darling, come here. Do you mind if I pat your head? I'll be awful gentle, I promise. Does that feel nice? Oh, look at you. You're embarrassed, aren't you? Can't even look me in the eyes. Well, that's all right. You're so adorable, aren't you? I'll put my other arm around your waist now. Now, no more wandering outside, okay? You're mine now, sweet pea, and I need you to be a good boy for me. Do you understand? Very good, then. Oh, sorry. I thought my hand was still on your waist. I didn't quite realize it had moved down to your butt. That's so embarrassing. What? You wanted to stay there. My, what a frisky boy you are after all. How about I just squeeze it a little bit? Wow, what a cute moan you have, darling. Do it again for me, won't you? Yeah, there we go. Such a good boy you are. You've got a very firm butt. I quite like that. Your lips are rather nice as well, but if I'm being honest, I think they're missing a little something. There we go. My, oh my. Every single inch of you is absolutely stunning. Your cheeks, your chest, your thighs. I'll never be able to keep my hands off of you like this. I can tell you one thing for sure, sweet pea. We're in for a lot of fun times ahead. Your lips feel so soft too, darling. And they taste so good. Oh, you want to grind up against me, huh? I can feel that cock of yours through these pants. Come over here, darling. Stand in front of the couch. Hope you don't mind me pushing you onto it. Gotta have you nice and ready so I can hump the shit out of you. No. Don't take off your pants. It'll be better this way. Trust me. We gotta build up to the fun stuff after all, don't we, darling? Yeah. Does that feel good, darling? Fuck. I'm so soaking wet already. Grinding myself down against your cock. If I'm being quite honest, sometimes this feels much better than actual sex. I bet you're just aching to feel my cunt against your cock, aren't you, sweet pea? You've been wanting this ever since we met, haven't you, Ben? My body on top of yours, using you however I want. Just like a good guardian should, after all. And you just sitting there and taking it like the good boy you are. I can feel your cock so clearly through those pants of yours. You won't be needing those very often around here. Come here. All right, darling, you're squirming quite a bit. Are you about to come? Yeah? I'm almost there too, sweet pea. Just, let me hold you close. Thrust up into me as hard as you can, okay? Can you do that for me? Can you do that for your missus? Yes, just like that. Good boy. Yes, don't slow down. Yeah. Look at you, bucking your hips so radically. So desperate to come. Man, it's been quite a while since you've gotten to do this, huh? I've Don't stop. Fuck. Yeah, I'm gonna come to it, Orla. I'm gonna. Fuck. Yes. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Yes. Good boy. Good boy. I knew you could do it. You did such a very good job for me. Oh. And so soon after being claimed, you're a natural darling. My, your pants are quite a mess. Well, mine are too, so you're not quite alone in that. Just wait here, I can reach over and grab a towel. Here we go. There we go. Alright, I think that's probably about as dry as they're gonna get for now. Sorry, but sadly I don't have any spare clothes for you just yet. We'll go buy some in the morning, how about that? Feeling sleepy? Oh, me too. But I don't quite feel like moving anymore. I think I'll watch some TV until I fall asleep. Why don't you just rest your head in my lap, darling? Right here. I promise you my thighs are very soft for you. Comfy, isn't it? Now I can keep stroking that lovely body of yours. Such a good boy for me. Those whimpers. Sweetheart, did you fall asleep already? Well, I guess you did. I'm glad you feel so safe with me already. Sweet dreams, darling. Tomorrow I'll let you buy whatever outfits you want.